Hey, podcast people, how's it going? This is Azrin, the language nerd here. I hope you're having a wonderful morning, afternoon, evening, or night, whatever it is for you right now as you're listening to this podcast episode. Now, today I would like to share something of critical importance. When learning a language, there are three things you must do if you want to learn your target language successfully. If you're missing any of these three things, you are not going to achieve your desired level of fluency. You must follow through on each of these three things. You can't even miss one of the three. So, what are these three things? Let me tell you. The first one is effort. Generally speaking, the more time and effort you dedicate toward learning another language on a day-by-day basis, the faster you are going to progress. The less time and effort you put into learning another language, the slower you are going to progress. Generally speaking, this is how it works. Now, obviously, you have to balance putting in lots of effort with the other commitments in your life. You might have kids, you might have a job, you might have other hobbies. So you have to balance it with everything else you have. That goes without saying, I think. And you also have to balance effort with burnout, because sometimes people are putting in a lot of time and effort into learning a language and they just get so tired and so sick of it, and it becomes an unenjoyable process. So you have to balance it. But all of that said, you still have to maximize how much time and effort you're putting into learning another language. So if you are struggling to learn a language, or you're thinking to yourself, why am I not progressing? What's going wrong? I feel stuck. Possibly you have to put in more time and effort. That is one possible problem. Now, the second element is making sure you are using the right methods and the right strategies. There are lots of different ways to learn a language, of course. There are many methods, many strategies, approaches that people use. But at the end of the day, there are many things you could do that are maybe not very effective. And there are arguably more ineffective ways to learn a language than there are effective ways. And so if you have not done so, I think it's important for you to do a few hours of research to see what kinds of methods tend to work, what kinds of methods generally don't work, what are some methods people have done that allowed them to be successful. How does the brain learn language? How does an adult brain learn language? What kinds of practice do other people do? What am I not doing that other people who have been successful did? So you have to look at that to see is my strategy on point? Are the methods I'm using the right methods, or rather, not even the right methods, are they effective methods? Because I don't necessarily think there's like a right method, quote unquote, a single right method, but there are many different effective methods. But maybe you are doing a whole bunch of things that are not very effective, and you're not doing enough things that are effective. Does that make sense? So the second thing you have to do is make sure you've done your research and take some time to figure out what are some effective ways to learn a language and what are some ineffective ways? And let me make sure I'm spending my time on methods that actually are effective. Now, the third pillar, and this is the pillar that most language learners struggle with the most in my experience, and that is patience. Earlier on, I talked about burnout, right? I talked about how people maybe get burnt out because they're putting in so much effort into the language and they get tired of it. It becomes unenjoyable. Well, often when people get burnt out or they don't enjoy the language anymore or it becomes a chore, often it actually doesn't have that much to do with how much time they're putting in. Often it's because they're putting in lots of time, but they weren't balancing effort with patience. They were putting in extra effort and expecting fast results. And when they didn't get fast results, they felt discouraged. So patience is a very important part of the equation. In fact, it's arguably, I don't know if it's the most important part, but it is the thing that people struggle with the most. Many language learners I meet, especially the ones that care deeply about achieving fluency, they're definitely putting in the effort. They have a pretty good handle on the strategies and the methods. They're using pretty good methods. There's nothing majorly wrong with the methods they're using. The thing they're lacking is the patience. Language learning, generally speaking, is a process that takes years and not a process that takes months or weeks. And most people are expecting to see results after weeks and months, and they get discouraged when they haven't progressed as much as they thought, or as much as they would have liked, or as much as they thought they should have progressed. Now, some people do progress to their desired level of fluency in a matter of months. For example, there are people that go do 6 months of study and boom, they have their desired level of fluency. But there's a couple of caveats and there's a couple of reasons why this only happens to some people. Number one, it only happens to some people because generally, if you are able to achieve your desired level of fluency in a matter of months and not in a matter of years, typically that meant you were doing hours, that means you were doing multiple hours of practice and study using the right methods or effective methods every single day of the week. And you did that for 8 months or 7 months or 9 months or 6 months or whatever. So if you're doing 3 hours a day for 9 months, yeah, you can accelerate that timeline. Because now what you're doing is you're putting in all this effort. You're putting way more effort than almost every other language learner does. So of course you see results way faster than almost every other language learner does. Of course, right? Or maybe their desired level of fluency wasn't actually that high when all things are said and done. For example, I want to achieve a near native level of fluency in all the languages that I'm learning, right? And so in order for me to do that, there's no way I could ever get there in even 1 year. That's just not possible. The amount of language, linguistical knowledge in a native speaker's mind, especially if they're educated, is so much. There's so much there. They know so much that you could never get there in a year or 2 years or 3 years or 4 years. You know, even if you're living in another country, like in 3-4 years, I mean, well, maybe 3-4 years living in a country you could actually, but even there, you're gonna have a lot of gaps that maybe you just aren't aware of. But anyway, my point is, if you're aiming for like a super high level of fluency, it has to take you a lot of years. But if someone achieves their desired level of fluency in like 9 months or something, it probably was that they put a lot of effort in, way more than the average person would be, and B, their desired level of fluency probably wasn't all that high. It probably wasn't all that high when all is said and done. So patience is so important is what I'm trying to say. And yes, there are cases where people learn very quickly, but that's not the majority. That's not what generally tends to happen with most people. So let's recap this. Number one, effort is very important. The more time and effort you dedicate, generally speaking, the faster you're going to progress. Number two is your methods, your strategies and methods. You have to use effective strategies and methods. That might be a roadblock for you if you're not progressing. And number three, it's patience. So if your effort is good, your strategies and methods are pretty good, then, and you're still feeling like you're not progressing and you're rushing yourself, well, that means you have to be a bit more patient with yourself. Patience is a crucial part of the equation. And it's the thing that people mess up on the most often. And without patience, that's when you get frustrated. That's when you beat yourself up. That's when you don't feel like studying anymore. That's when it becomes unenjoyable. That's when people quit overall learning the language. So patience is so, so, so important. So if you nail those three things, heck, even if you're like decent with those three things, you don't have to nail it. If your effort's fine and your methods are fine, they're not the perfect, but they're fine, and your patience is fine, if everything is like even just fine, you will progress and you will achieve your desired level of fluency. You will. In fact, I'm gonna reword that. If your effort and your strategies are fine, they're not great, but they're okay, they're passable, but your patience is really high, then you're gonna be fine. Your patience actually, the higher your patience, the better. If your patience is quite low, that's gonna be a real problem. That's gonna cause real issues for you. Now that I'm actually rethinking of this, if your patience has to be high, low patience is gonna cause you problems, right? Whereas, like, even average patience might cause you some issues. Like, your patience has to be high, whereas your effort and your methods, the methods and strategies, they can be kind of average, and that's fine. If you're putting like an average amount of effort and like kind of your methods are averagely fine, but they're not perfect, that you can get by with. But average patience might cause you a problem still. Your patience, you got to push that patience high. Now, if you're low effort or low method, if your effort's low or the strategies you're using are not very effective, that's not going to be good. And if your patience is high, actually, it's funny now that I'm thinking about this. If your patience is high, but your methods/strategies and your effort are not very good, that's actually probably the worst equation. Because then you're like super patient. You're like, yeah, look, I'm so patient with myself. But because you're not putting a lot of effort in and because your methods suck, it's going to take you years to realize. You're so damn patient. It's going to take you years to even realize that there's a problem. It's like, yeah, I'll be patient. Well, hang on. Make sure the effort's there. Make sure the strategies are at least adequate, right? Otherwise, the patience is going to be a big problem for you. So ultimately, you need all three. You've got to have some level of all three. If you're lacking in one of the three, you're going to end up having a problem. Okay, thank you for listening to this. I have a class starting right now. So have a wonderful morning, afternoon, day, night, whatever it is for you. And we will talk very soon. Bye-bye.